on the boys class 2A pole vault winner. Final height of 14, you went out of 14.6. Pretty impressive considering the elements. Looks like a pretty spirited competition. That thing took a while. Some of them don't last long. It's in your pop tart.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. We had a great competition today, though. I mean, all over. And over, the majority of them were over 13.6.
The runners have been complaining about the wind. I mean, it had to be brutal for you guys. You're getting almost like a crosswind here.
Yeah.
I mean, one guy I thought landed in a tree over there.
Yeah, definitely. It was actually not too bad sometimes because we get a tailwind and it would push us faster. But when there was a crosswind, it was awful. We'd almost run into the standings. So.
Now, when you're the last guy out there, how does that feel? You know you've won, but it's basically you against the bar.
What you want to do for yourself. So yeah, I mean, I really had to put myself up just to get 14.
Like I say, considering the conditions, that's a pretty impressive height. I couldn't tell where it was. I noticed an eagle trying to build a nest, so I figured it was pretty good. So I guess you go to summer camps for pole vaulters?
Yeah, I go to Slippery Rock up in Pennsylvania.
And well, I seem to be in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and Shippensburg also. So.
Oh, okay. How come they're already in Maryland? I had never understood that.
Pennsylvania's a real good pole vaulting state. Maryland's like, it's sort of coming back because it wasn't around for a while. So they got all the camps for that.
Yeah, need more guys like you.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Alright, well, now, are we going to see you at any other events or are you done for the weekend?
I'm done for the weekend.
Alright, long weekend. Go home and enjoy. Alright, excellent.